Okay, we're on Daf Samach Dalet tonight. So I'm going to begin 10 lines from the top on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. All right, so the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel, Afilu Schiro, Afilu Kito, Notainer Rabo Bedayo. So Schiro Lakito is like the Goy. Again, we had a Goy and a Mavoy. So he has Schiro Lakito. Schiro Lakito, he has his hired hand who's there. He says employee or farm hands. So the way the Rashi learns Pshat, if his employees are Jewish, so the Jewish employee can be Mishtatef in the Erev, and then you don't need the Goy anymore, you're good to go. So Am Rav Nachman, Kamama Aliyah HaShmaita. So Rav Nachman said, what a wonderful teaching. Wonderful, it's good. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Am Rav Yudamar Shmuel, then Rav Yehuda sent in Shmuel another halacha, which is like, in other words, so Rav Yehuda sent in Shmuel about Schir Lakito. Now Rav Yehuda sent in Shmuel another halacha, which is not related. Shatah Revi'it Yayin al Yoreh. If a person drinks a Revi'is of Yayin, a Revi'is means a quarter of a loaf of wine, and it's like the amount you'd have on a Friday night in Kiddush, so you shouldn't make a Hora, you shouldn't make a halachic ruling if he has that amount of wine. Now the Gemara in Masechet Ksubos learns it from Pasuk. It says, this is Yayin v'sheichar al teisht, and then afterwards says laho rot. And so at least the Gemara has a limud like that. So the Gemara says, Am Rav Nachman lo ma'ayah ha-shmaita. So Rav Nachman says, that's not a good ruling. I don't like that ruling so much. He says, Tahana ko kam lo shatin reviyat v'chamra lo tzila datwai. Not only isn't that bad for you, but I find I can only rule if I have a little wine. In other words, like I need the wine to clarify my thinking. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava, Mai Tam Amar Hachi. So Rava said, why did you say this? Like you said, this is good, this is bad. Why are you talking that way? He says, Ha Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Mai Dechti Verwez Zonot Yabin Hon. It's a pasuk in Mishlei in the book of Proverbs. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra means, the person, Roeh here means not a shepherd, but it means like from Lashon Reyes, like you're Mishaber, you're hanging out with Zonot. That's the way they had it in the Masechta Gemara. So you roe zonot, you hang out with the zonot, yabed hon, you're going to lose a lot of money. You know, that's the way it works. You know, but the drasha is, kula omer shmu zunaya, shmu zu enonaya, zonot is zunaya. That's the way the Gemara is darshaning it out. Zunaya. Whoever says, this is a good shmua, and this is not a good shmua, ma'abed hona shel Torah. It's like he's denigrates or he reduces the kavod of the Torah. So one second. He says he diminishes the honor of the Torah. So that's what he gave sort of rebuke to this Rav Nachman. So Amar Leh Hadribi says, you know, I'm chosen this. He says in the article, I regret it. I shouldn't have done it. Now, the Marsha says on this sugya, he says, you're not even allowed to say this is a good shmua. And then the Rashash goes to town with him and says, what do you mean you can't say it's good? He says, what do you mean you can't say it's good? He says, in other words, the Rashash says it's only saying that it's bad, but then the Rashash has, he proves from different sources that people did say things were bad, like in Shas. You see that Chachamim do say things are bad. So they said that it's depends on whether you're cholek with the holding. In other words, it sounds like Rav Nachman wasn't cholek per se with this ruling, even though he said, like, I it helps me, but he wasn't, like, disputing, I guess, in general, that it's not a good idea to drink. But all right, let me do this little piece from a sheet or two, and then I'll pass the baton over to everybody who wants to weigh in. So he has here, this is from the Daf Yomi Digest. According to the Marsha, this prohibition is violated even when merely states this teaching is pleasant. And I should have added on zonot, the way Rashi learns the drasha, because zonot is spelled malay. And in Tanakh, is like with two vavs. In Tanakh, you never find zonot spelled malay with two vavs. It's only like one vav. In other words, the first vav is the extra vav. So the Gemara, therefore, has a drasha from it. So he says, the Marsha further supports this position from the Pasuk quoted that teaches this principle, but roe zonot, and says zunayah. Okay, now the Rashash, so the Marsha says, even to say this is nice, that's not right, according to the Marsha. So the Rashash just squeezed the Marsha and cites numerous instances where Amorayim would praise particular teachings, and therefore explains prohibitions violated only when a person contrasts two teachings, says one is pleasant, one is not. In support for the position of the Rashash can be found in Rashi, Divor Machil Ma'itaima. So if you look at the Rashi, it says, "My ta amar marhachi zunaeh v'zuino naeh." The problem is not saying that this one is nice. The problem is saying both. This is nice and that's not nice. He says, furthermore, Rabbah did not question Rav Nachman until after the second comment, implying had he merely stated this teaching is pleasant, Rabbah wouldn't have questioned his comment. Now he quotes from Rav Avad Yosef. It's two additional points to this discussion. Firstly, Rav Yosef asserts that this prohibition applies only when commenting on a teaching of halacha, but if one hears a drasha or a lesson that does not directly relate to halacha, even the Maharsha would agree that it may be praised. So if I hear something like a drasha, I say it was a nice drasha, nothing wrong with doing that. The second point is derived from the fact that the statement of Rav Achbar Chanin is not mentioned in the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. So here he says, like, you know, it's wrong to make a statement like that, but it's not brought down by any of the Sifrei Poskim. In other words, the Rambam doesn't bring it down, the Torah doesn't bring it down, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. The reason explains Rav Yosef is because there is no actual prohibition violated if one says this teaching is pleasant and this one is not. Rav Acha Bar Chanina is really teaching proper and appropriate conduct. So he's just saying like the way that a person should conduct themselves. But what I saw is that, I don't know, somebody said that it's only if you're not cholek with it. If you're cholek with it, then I could say, you know, I don't agree with this. But I don't know, it sounds like in this case they wanted to say that Rav Nachman wasn't cholik with the statement, but I don't have more on that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
What was the halacha that he did like?
The halacha he liked was about Schiro Lakito, that the first halacha. It was Rav Yudah said in the Shmuel of one halacha, Afilu Schiro Filakito, that if a goy has, you know,
the Jewish worker
can participate in the Eruv. So he said that's a very nice teaching. And then he had the second halacha, Shata Raviyat Yayin Yora. That one he didn't like. All right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to move on. All right. Now, by the way, this Gemara, now we're speaking about wine. The Gemara is going on today, tomorrow's daf. This is like, it feels so nice, you know, when this thing is like, it's totally like atypical for Eruvin. Oh, let me just let some people in. This is tricky. Okay. Now, welcome Ruth and welcome Ed. Okay, we're around 10 lines from the bottom. I hope you weren't waiting too long. I just noticed your blurbs there. Okay, so on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, 64a. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Shatui Al Yit Palel B'Mit Palel Tefilat Tefilah. If a person drank some wine, he shouldn't daven, but if he drank, his tefilah is a tefilah. He's Yotzei. He says, Shikur al yit palel, a person's totally intoxicated, he shouldn't daven. V'mit palel tefilato to'eva. And if he did daven, his tefila is a to'eva, an abomination. So the Gemara says, Heichi dami shatui v'heichi dami shikur. So the $64,000 question, at which point am I not, like, to take some wine that I know, but which point do I pass over the dotted line between shatui and shikur? So the Gemara says, Kihad Rebbe, now we have Rebbe Ababar Shumni on the side. There's another gear says is the Rabba Bar Shamni, Rabba Nashi Bar Yirmiyah. We have Migifti. This should be Midifti. Habu Kamiftri Mehadade Ama Abra Dinahar Yufti. So these two Chachamim, Rabbi Abba and Rabba Nashia, were taking leave of one another on the Ma'abra Dinahar Yufti. So the Arsal translates as the bridge, which sounds nice to me. The Mesiftet thought it was like the ferry boat. He thought it was like maybe the pier where the ferry boat was. Like, it's all throughout Shas. So when you have like Ma'abra, it's a bridge or a ferry boat. So so Arsal went with bridge, and the Mesiftet went with ferry boat. All right, anyway, so he says here, Amru kochaminam lema milta lo shmi l'chavrei. Let's say some halacha that the other one hasn't heard. He says the amar mari barabuna lo yiftar dami chaveru when we talk to our halacha should we talk kach zokro that there's a memra that you, when you take leave of your friend you should say to our halacha in such a way the person will remember him, like he'll say, ah, this halacha, you know, was taught to me by Reuven. You know, he was such a good man, like this way. So he says, so patachad va'amar. So one of them, you know, spoke and said, heichidami shatui v'heichidami shikur. This is our connection. What's the definition of shatui? What's the different definition of shikur? So the Gemara says, shatui kol shechol daber lefnei amelech. If shatui, he had some wine, but he's still presentable before the king. In other words, he'd show enough, like COVID Rosh, show enough, solemnity to speak in the presence of the king, everything would go well. He says, Shikur, kul shenu yichol daber lefnei ha-melech. And welcome, Daniel. Daniel, if you're there, we're on the second wine line on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. He says, Shikur.
Thank you, Rabbi. I'm driving, but I'm listening.
Okay. So Shikur is he can't speak before the king. So that makes a lot of sense. If a person's so Shikur, he can't speak before the king. So his tefillah is a toeva. It was not a problem this year on Simchas Torah, but in some places on Simchas Torah, people are drinking before they daven Musaf, and sometimes, they're really like they wouldn't be so presentable before the king. Their tefillah is not, it would be a toeva. So it's something, and all right, so let's take a look. So he says, Patach Idach Ve'amar. So that's what one said. Then the other one said, Patach Idach Ve'amar, Hamachsik Benichse Ager. If a person, now you have a ger, a convert who passes away, and now all of his property is hefker because he has no relatives. Let's say he was a multimillionaire ger. Now he passes away without yorshim. So now this person, he took over the property. Now he, Reuven, is the multimillionaire. But having all that money, so the way from Rashi it sounds like it's an ayin hara. People say, look at this guy. He just like won the lottery. He didn't do it like a stitch of work and he got $5 million. So it's an ayin hara. Now with ayin hara, there's a question of how this works with ayin hara, but one hesber is from the Michtam Eliyahu. He says that ayin hara means that like Hashem gives you a bracha, but you shouldn't flaunt the bracha because it causes pain to other people. In other words, Hashem has given you this bracha, but don't flaunt it in a way that causes pain to other people. That's not why he gave you the bracha. That's one way to understand ayin hara. So we have here this ayin hara. So what can he do to make sure that he has enough zechuyo so he won't lose the property? In other words, he wants to hold on to it all. So yikach mehen sefer Torah. So the Gemara says he should take some of the money and acquire a Sefer Torah with it. And we'll talk in a minute why that's such a zechus. But if you look at Rashi on the bottom of the Amud, Yikach Bahen Sefer Torah, the Miksatam, with some of the money, Uvishar Elu Yikaimu HaKherim Biyado. And the Zachar that he has, this Sefer Torah, so the rest of the money will stay with him. All right, that's the first answer the Gemara has. All right, on the bottom line on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Seth, welcome. Can you hear me, Seth? Give me a thumbs up if you hear me. Seth? Let me hear. Okay, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, 64a, the bottom line. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshet, Afilu, turn page, Afilu Baal, Benichse Ishto. So Sheshet says, even a husband, Benichse Ishto, when a husband marries, he's got Nichse Milug. Those are the properties that the Karen, the principal, remains the wife's property, but the husband gets the payroll from it. So he's also, cashing in, so to speak. So, and here's the Rashi, the top Rashi. Baal b'nechse ishto, bai lemed bahu mitzvah, demilta de tavue ba inshe, namihi, v'shalta bahu ein abisha. It's something that, people wonder about, and there'll be, an ayin hara. And the top line, Rava Amar, afilu avad iska v'rava, Rava says, even a person had good investment, and he made a lot of money, so he should also get the Sefer Torah. Rapapa Amar, afilu matzah metziah. Even if he found a metziah, he found a diamond ring, whatever, or some Rolex watch or something like that. So I don't know. It would have to be metziah that the Sefer Torah would be a portion of it. Sefer Torah is also a bit of money. But even if he finds a metziah. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, afilu katabahu tefillin. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that even if he, the way the art school has, even if he writes tefillin with a portion of the money, this would protect his wealth. There's different girsa that says, afilu katav tefillin. So the pshat wants to say, I don't know if it works out financially this way, that even if he wrote tefillin and he made a lot of money by writing and selling tefillin, that with the excess money, he should buy the Sefer Torah. All right. Now, let me just do two more lines, then we'll go back and we'll analyze this. Ba'am Rav Chanin v'yitem Rav Chanina Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports the idea that when I separate some of the money, it's going to come out separating the money like here for tzedaka, that I get protection? He says, Dechtiv v'yidar Yisrael neder v'gomer. So this is when Klal Yisrael is in Parshat Chukat. There were they were fighting this this nation, and they didn't know who they were fighting, because I'll teach us that like they had disguised themselves. So this is Vayidar Yisrael Nedel L'Hashem Vayomar Im Naton Titena Ama Zebiyadi. If you give this nation in my hand, I defeat them. Ba'acharamti Arayim. There are cities I'll declare Chayrim, and it'll be Hekdesh. So from here we see that, in other words, so you're able to hold on to the cities, to defeat the enemy, but by giving a portion to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All right, let me just do a piece on this, and I'll open up the floor for discussion. So this is now from the this is from the Al Hadaf. So we did the Gemara. We don't have to go over this. Okay, now the Yabetz questions why the Gemara specifically advises purchasing a Sefer Torah. He asks, why is in the midst of Maaser giving a tenth of the money to Tzedakah sufficient? And he says the Gemara in Ksubas on Samach Bav states that giving Tzedakah serves to ensure one's possessions against loss. In answer, the Chassan Sofer explains that although giving Tzedakah provides one with great merit, these monies require special protection because they are a source of jealousy and ayin hara. The Torah's Chaim explains that purchasing a Sefer Torah has an advantage over giving tzedakah because the mitzvah lasts a long time and that people will continuously study from the Sefer Torah. It therefore provides a continuous merit. Tzedakah, on the other hand, although a great mitzvah, is a one-time mitzvah act. Okay, that's what the... So he had a lot of people who's quoting questions, this, that, the other, but the Torah's Chaim says that the Torah provides you with continuing zechuyos. Now, he quotes the Sefer Yalkut HaMe'iri, explains in the Gemara homiletically, based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Pasuk in Eov, Parakeh says, Ki Adam Lamal Yulad, man is born to toil. Reb Lezer in Sanhedrin deduces that the Pasuk is referring to toiling in the study of Torah. Rav explains it has been decreed that all humans must toil, either in physical work or in study of Torah. Fortunately, he realizes this obligation by toiling in the study of Torah. In other words, the Gzeira is in Shemayim, you have to toil. So if you're fortunate, if you're studying in Torah, not, you know, toiling somewhere else. So our Gemarmis say that one who acquires a sudden windfall of money for which he did not toil should purchase a farm for which to study. It is advisable for one who was spared from the necessity of toiling for his livelihood to toil instead in the study of Torah, because all humankind are destined to toil for one purpose or another. If such a person fails to dedicate himself to the study of Torah, he eventually may lose his money and be compelled to toil to earn a living. So the two ideas are that with the Sefer Torah, you'll gain continuous mitzvot through the study of Torah, through the use of the Sefer Torah. Or it's saying like you should like study Torah, and like there's a decree in Shemayim, everybody has to toil. So let the decree be that you study Torah and you have all the money, as opposed to having to be in a different situation where you end up having to toiling with the work. All right, let's open up the floor for questions, comments, and thoughts. Let me hear from everybody. What do you got for me, Aaron Moshe? Unmute yourself.
I was going to tell you that in Yaros Devash, Rabbi Bjornison has an idea about Ayin Hara. He says that Ayin Hara comes out of the person's, you call it Ayin, out of the eye of the person who is jealous, let's say, and it's a Sam, similar to the Sam of Enoch. That's what he's saying, and the sum goes out of the person's eye and heads in your territory. Now, does the Sefer Torah divert? I'm saying you're saying does the Sefer Torah divert that iron? No, you know, does it divert that iron horror away from the person? That, you know, that's the question.
Yeah.
So about Rabbi Yonason Ibishitz.
Yeah, the Rabbi Yonason and
he was big on amulets. He was big on amulets, Rabbi Yonason Ibishitz.
Yeah,
that was Rabbi Yaakov Emden against him.
Machloikis between him and Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
Yeah, Rabbi Emden was against it. He was for it.
Yeah, but the Rabbi Yonison writes in Yaros Devash that if you look in Yaros Devash, he says it's a sam that goes out of a person's eye who is jealous towards the other person. Now, what we're saying, this does the Sefer Torah divert that sam?
All right. Well, anyway, the malach that I was saying is like you're getting zechuyos from the Sefer Torah, and that's what's protecting you. Or the idea is that you're busy studying Torah, and that's what you should be doing. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Anything we did?
I was going to say we don't really use it.
Wait. One person at a time. Yosef, what do you got?
So we don't really use the Sefer Torah to learn right now anymore.
Yeah, so, we don't use it to learn, right? Then today, if it's learning, then that would be that way. But the other way is to say that it's just it's tricky how to tie this up, because it's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. So you have to tease out what the Gemara means. The Yikach ben sefer Torah.
Is it the learning that's the ikar?
Is the learning? Is it the key in the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah? Is it the having the zechus that kriyas the Torah? So I don't know. But
once you have the sefer Torah, you could lend it to people that could be used.
All right.
I mean, that's
you're not learning from it. No one learns from a sefer Torah.
All right. Any other questions?
But it represents the learning, even if you're learning from a chumash.
But the idea is you're doing something with the sefer Torah. That's the key. All right. Somebody else wanted to say something
regarding the function of it having to do with learning. So maybe if you put money towards books.
Yeah, well, that gets into the issue. Like, there's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. I think it's the sheet of the Rush. He holds that today there's the mitzvah that we learn from books. We don't learn from sefer Torah, so you buy the svarim. And there's the question, is he saying that there is no mitzvah to write a sefer Torah, or are you saying that in addition to writing a sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah also to buy svarim? That's something that
if you give your money towards books that people learn from, such as in a library or in a shul or... for other people, then your yotzeh recommendation is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. All right, let's see back in the Gemara now. Okay, so everybody mute themselves on send me. Let's get more to say. So I'm going to begin on the fifth line now, the sixth line. So Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Derech Mil V'Shena Kol Shu Mefigin Et Ayayin. So he says traveling a mil. A mil is a mile, but it means like a Roman statute mile. It means like a kilometer, and sleeping a little bit dissipates the influence of the wine. In other words, we said that if a person drinks wine, he shouldn't do a hora'a. And remember, if he drinks wine, he shouldn't daven. So, but if he walks a mile or he sleeps a little bit, then it dissipates it. So Amrav Nachman Amravua lo shana will shatak de revi'it. So Rav Nachman says in Amravua, that's only if he drank a revi'is. About shatayotem revi'it, if he drank more than a revi'it of wine, he says kol shekein shederach turadato. So then certainly walking is going to get more for tumult, like the walking is going to like get him more confused, and the sleep is going to like also be mishakari, even worse. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So now the Gemara says v'derech mil mefiga hayayin. So the Gemara is focusing. So remember, this is going to be a long story here. So Rami Bar Chama says derech mil is mefig liayin. Walking a mil will dissipate the wine. Now we're going to learn an incident where it doesn't sound like walking a mill is going to be mayfig the wine. Vahatanya, Masib Rabbi Gamliel, there was an incident Rabbi Gamliel, Sherocheb al Achamor, he was riding on a chamor, on a donkey, Vahamahalach me Akko to Chziv, and he was traveling from Akko to Chziv. Who remembers where in Chumash the word Chziv is mentioned? Where is Chziv mentioned? Anybody remember? So I didn't look it up today, but it's in Parshas Vayeshev with Yehuda and Tamar.
Nachal Chziv?
No. Well, the way I remember, Vayab Chziv Beledetau To, it says, remember that I think Yehuda took a wife, and she had Er Va'onan, and she was in Chziv when she gave birth to one of the sons. Anyway, so what did you want to say, Dana? Where did you think it was?
I was asking if it's a Nachal.
No.
Ksiv.
Okay. So he's traveling from Akko to Ksiv, by Rabbi Loi Mahalech Achrav, and Rabbi Loi was walking. So he sounds like Rabbi Gamliel is on the donkey, and Rabbi Loi is on foot. Matzah Gluskin Baderech. He encounters Gluskin. Like Gluska is usually like he said, like a roll or whatever. He finds bread on the pathway. He says, Amar Lo Eloi Tul Gluskin Minaderech. He says, Eloi, pick up the bread off the pathway. I mean, it's not appropriate that we should pass by and leave food on the roadway. He says, Matzan Nochri Echad, then he encounters a non-Jew. He says, Amarlo Mavgoi Tul Gluskin Alalu. So he says to the non-Jew's name was Mavgoi, please take this bread. Me'iloi. So Nitvalo Rabbi Loi, so Rabbi Loi engaged the non-Jew in conversation. Amarlo Mehechanata, where are you from? He says to him. Amarlo, my Arocha Borganin. I'm from like the villages of these Borganin. Remember Borganin, we learned were like these huts, right? He says, Umashmech, what's your name? He says, Mavgoy Shemeni. My name is Mavgoy. He says, Klum Hirkircha Rabbi Gamliel Me'olam. Did you ever meet or have any contact with Rabbi Gamliel? Like he knew your name? He says, Amar lo lav. Botosha lamanu shekivin Rabbi Gamliel beruach hakodesh. So here the Gemara says that we see that somebody has their thing unmuted. We got to mute it. I think it's Ruth. Okay, let me get everybody muted. Okay, Ruth. All right. It's like when people are unmuted, noise comes in. All right. So he says that Rabbi Gamliel was machabim beruach hakodesh, and to know those names. So the Gemara says shalatavrim lamanu botosha. So from this incident, we learn three things. Lamanu she'im avirin ala ochlin, that a person is not allowed to walk by food that he sees on the floor and just leave it on the floor. Now, some want to say that e'im avirin means you can't step on the food, but it doesn't seem like that was the pshat here. And it was like you can't walk by, and because the he says e'im avirin ala ochlin, lamanu she'holchin achar rov ovrei drachim, that we followed the rov. In other words, he's assuming that the bread was not kosher, because otherwise he would have given the bread, said to Eli, you eat the bread. But apparently they didn't care if the bread was on the floor or whatever, but like he would, you eat the bread. So he says, give it to the goy. So the Gemara says that we follow the robe. Now, the only thing is that the Mefarshim ask, it seems too pashut. In other words, that we don't need to learn from Gamliel that we follow the robe. That's a davar pashut that we follow the robe. So there's a lot of different answers that are given. So the Archul brought down an answer they bring this down from the Bechor Shor to say that it was more complicated. It's like robe v'karov. In other words, it's a sugi in Bava Batra. If the robe is one way, Karov, like there's a source nearby, which leads me to a different result. So here, the rove of the people on the road are non-Jews. But Karov, there's a Jewish settlement nearby. And they said that was the incident. So it was rove or Karov, which way are you tola? So here, Rabbi Gamliel was tola with a rove. It's not so pashut. Okay, and I assume that the Karov is Ksiv, because he gets the Ksiv. But Lamanu, Shechemso Shonachri Echar Pesach Mutar. And we learned that chametz of a goy after Pesach is permissible. This incident took place after Pesach, and it was chametz that belonged to a goy. He figured it belonged to a goy, so it's permissible. Mutar b'hana'a. Okay, you know, I tell you, one question that I was bothered with is, like he's giving the bread to the goy, but like remember we learned we're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a goy, so he's giving a matnas chinam to him. So I don't know if it's to avoid like bal tashkid or whatever with the food. That part bothered me a little bit. So he says kevan shigil ksiv.
How do you know it was after Pesach? Where did we see that from?
Yeah,
the story?
So the Gemara, this is the first time the Gemara mentions it, but Rashi brings down. He says chemso is shel nachri. Shachar Pesachaya. This is right after Pesach. So that's the way. I don't know more to say other than what Rashi has. Okay, now I'll open up the floor just for a few minutes. Okay, please don't break in. Okay, now the Gemara says here, Kevan Shigil Ksiv. When he gets to Ksiv, by Echad Lishael Al Nidro. Somebody can. Now here's the part that we need. That part we didn't need. So remember, we said before the statement from. Rami Bar Abba was that derech mil is mefig liyayin. Walking 1 mil will dissipate the power of the wine. So when they came to Gziv, Bachali Shal Nidro, somebody had a neder, he wanted to be released from his neder. He says, Amar lezesh imo klum shatinu revi'at yayin hayitalki. He said, did we have a revi'as of wine? I guess he said to Rabbi Lai, he's the one who was with him, did we drink a revi'as of wine? And he says, Amar Lohain. He says, yeah, we did drink a revius of wine. Now, Yain Italki is the Italian wine. Yeah. So he says here, Imkain, Yitayel Acharenu Adshefigenenu. So let him, like, walk behind us till the wine dissipates. Betiel Acharen Shloshamilin Adshigil Suma Shotsur. So the person was following them for 3 mil. Now, we said that, remember, we said, that 1 mil is enough to be mefig the wine. And yet here, he's traveling for 3 mil in order to dissipate the power of the wine until we get the Suma Shel Sur. Now, Suma Shel Sur means like the escarpment, the Sur, which is in Lebanon, which long weighs more than 3 mil. But from Rashi says, let's see the Rashi. Is there Rashi on this? Suma Shel Sur, Malot Har Gavoa. So Rashi sounds like it's a generic idea. It means like a rocky, and that's the way the article had it, like a sharp, you know, like a rocky terrain, like a sharp rise in the rocky, you know, hill or whatever. So it doesn't necessarily have to be near Tsur. It doesn't sound that way. And that doesn't make sense because Tsur is, you know, quite a distance away from Akko. And I don't know where Ksiv is, but so the Gemara says, Kevichi the Sumach Tsur. So when he got to that place, Yerad Gamaliel Menachamor, Rabbi Gamaliel got off his donkey, Vinetatev, he wrapped himself with his garment. He says, V'yashav, and he sat down, V'hitilo Nidro, and he was Mati the Neder. So he says, V'harbet Varim Lamanu Bo'otasha'a. There were many things we learned from this incident. And it's always like when you learn from the Chachamim, the way they behave, like Ligmar says, Ma'ase Rav. In other words, like if we see the action, that's conclusive. You see the way a person conducts themselves, that's very instructive. He says, Lamanu Shrivit Yain Italki Mishake. We learned that a revius of Yain Haitalki intoxicates. But Lamanu Shikur Al Yora. We saw that a Shikur can't make Hora because he didn't want to rule in the case of being Matya Neder. But Lamanu Shaderek Mafigar Yain. We saw that traveling dissipates the wine. But Lamanu Shain Mafirim Darim. We saw that he got off the donkey and he sat down. We saw that you can't be made for a neder if you're riding or walking or standing. El Yoshev. Okay, so now, Katani, so now we're going to focus right now on the 3 mil versus the 1 mil. So Katani Miat Shlosha Milin. So here, earlier, Rami Bar Abba said, Derech Mil is Mefeg L'Yayin. Like walking, traveling a mil dissipates the wine. And here, Rabbi Gamaliel traveled 3 milin. So Shani Yayin Haitalki de Meshakir Tfei. So the Gemara says, Yayin Haitalki is different. In other words, the garden variety wine, 1 mil. But Yayin Haitalki is like, you know, I don't know, like the 90 proof scotch. Not quite 90 proof, but, you know, it's more powerful. So it needs 3 mil. Says the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Huah, Lo Shana V'Loshta Raviyet, Aval Shata Yitim Raviyet Kol Shkein Yain, Kol Shkein Derech Turadato V'Shina Meshakarto." But wait a second. If the Yain Italki is more powerful, so then that's equal to. In other words, let's say garden variety wine. So garden variety wine, I have one Raviyus that'll do it to me, but the Yain Italki is much more powerful than the garden variety wine. So if it's more powerful, garden variety wine, if I go more than 1 mil, I get more for tumult with it. So let's see back in the Gemara. So this should be equal to the more than, in other words, this should be equal to the more than one revius of the garden variety wine. So he says, let's see back in the Gemara. I'm sorry. So if you have more than garden variety wine, so traveling gets you more for tumult and sleeping gets you still drunk with the whole thing. So here where he's having a revius, but if you have Italki, that's like equal to more than a revius of garden variety wine. So it should not work. So the Gemara says, Rachub Shani, if he's riding the donkey, that's different. In other words, the part that was going to get him more for tumult is like walking. But if he's Rachub, he's riding, that'll work out okay. So the Gemara says, Hashda Atit Lahachi, now that you told me the difference between walking and Rachuv, L'Rami Bar Abba Nami Lokasha, L'Chlal, it was not a question on Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said that 1 mil will dissipate it, and not more than 1 mil. So I don't have to come into this thing about the Yayin Haitalki, Rachuv Shani. I could say it's different when you're riding. In other words, if I'm walking, so 1 mil will do it. But if I'm riding, maybe I need 3 mil to do it. And riding is in a whole different getter. Okay, so.
Would they say that riding 3 mil takes as long? Is it a time thing as walking 1 mil?
No. I don't think that's what's going on. Yeah, what's up, Mike? What do you got for me?
I'm bothered by the concern about davening and giving a psak halacha when you drink one revias.
Right.
And on Pesach evening, I have to drink 4 revias right. of yayin. How am I going to go through?
Are you paskening on Leil Pesach? Are you making horod?
That's the mitzvah saseh deraisa of sipur yitzias mitzrayim.
Yeah, but it's in other words,
isn't it Talmud Torah?
You're not davening Shmona Esrei, and you're not making a horaa. If you were doing one of those things, you'd be in a problem. But you're not doing either one of them. So
Talmud Torah is not.
No, here it's pumfuk here. This mitzvah, the kiyum, is bedafka with wine. The mitzvah on Leil Pesach is bedafka to drink the wine.
And you don't think that contradicts this?
No. In other words, for hora'ah, to make a ruling, I have to have absolute clarity. I can't have my thinking in any way influenced by any alcohol or anything like that. To daven before a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like speaking lifnei a melech. I can't have the alcohol. But on Leil Pesach, it has to be Derech Cheirus. So Derech Cheirus.
This was one Kazayas. This was one
Revius.
I have four Revius.
I understand. So again, you're not making a halakhic ruling, and you're not davening. So I don't think it's a problem. Okay. One person at a time. Fern, what do you got?
Then we'll go to Michael's. Let's say someone has like an emergency Shiloh. Everyone is stone drunk from the four Revius.
Yeah, so that's a problem. That's a problem.
And how about on Purim? When do you have to know?
Not a good time to ask a Shaila from a Rav. Okay, what else you got? Anybody else? All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. All right.
So on Purim, if you walk a mill, you're in good shape?
No, that's only if you had a Revius will do the mill will do it.
No,
more than
no
Revius,
I'm talking about, but if you're so drunk to know the difference between aura,
we're going to come up to about how the level of drunk. But walking the mill will only help you if you have the Revius. Okay, let's take a look on the Gemara. Two lines before it gets wide. Okay, now the Gemara is focusing on the din of Hataras Dharmic. We're going from Inyan to Inyan. So he says, Ini, is this true? V'amar of Nachman, Frim Darim, Bein Mahalech, Bein Omed, Bein Rachov. So we said, we derive from the incident with Rabbi Gamliel that for Hafar Nadarim, the person, he had to be Yoshev, because he made sure that he got off the donkey, he was Medatev, and then he sat down. And the guy's been, trailing him for a while. We wanted Hataras Nadarim. So we learned from there that I can't do Hataras Nadarim if I'm Mahalech or I'm Rachuv, I have to be Yoshev. That's what the Gemara said, right? It said, where's the line? Yeah, Laman. Yeah, Viashav. Yeah, it says six lines above where it gets wider, eight lines near the small hay. Shem Yafim Adarim, Lo Rachuv, Lo Mahalech, Lo Omed, and not even standing. I have to Dafka be sitting. All right, because he got off the donkey. Now he's standing. He doesn't do it then. He sits down. So the Gemara says, but Rav Nachman says, now Rabbi Gamliel is a Tana, Rav Nachman's an Amora, but Rav Nachman says, Befirin Darim Bein Mahalach Bein Omein Bein Rakov. I could do it, walking, standing, I could ride or do anything like that. So the Gemara says, Tanaihi. It's really a Machloke Tanaim. And both of their opinions reflect two different opinions from the Tanaim. De'ikulaman Damar Potchin Becharata. So the Ikhlaman Damar and the Ain Potchim Bukharata. In other words, one opinion holds that when I do Hatar Sadarim, I have to find a Petach. Petach means that I have to find that the person would not have made the Neder. Had he realized, the one Derech is, if he had realized A and B and C, he would never have made the Neder. Had he realized all these things would occur, he would never have made the Neder. So he didn't realize everything was going on when he made the Neder. So then that's the Petach. So the first opinion is saying, De'igleman damar potchim b'charata. So I have to find a Petach before I matir the Neder. So that opinion, that lines up with Rabban Gamliel. In other words, I have to find the Petach. That takes more analysis. I have to sit down and I have to clearly analyze this and find the right Petach. He says, De'igleman damar ain't potchim b'charata. The other opinion says, I don't have to, find, what was he, why was he regretting this, that, the other, to see he doesn't want it anymore. Shoin, gnug. So he says that would be like Rav Nachman. The Amar Rabba Barachan of Yochanan, my patach le Rav Gamliel lehu gavra. He says, what patach did he find, did Rav Gamliel find for this fellow who wanted to have Hatar Sadarim? So he based himself on a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, yesh bote kamad kirod charev. There's one person who, he strikes himself like sword piercings. How does he translate it? He says, one second. Yeah. He says there's someone whose speech damages like piercings of a sword. He says, now Buta, he takes it, Bote, Yesh Bote Kamat Kirot Charev, he takes it, that's the person who's making the nether, Ulashon Chachamim Marpe, and the language of the Chachamim is healing. Call Habote Ru'i Ladokra Becherev, like whoever is Bote, and whoever makes a nether is Ru'i to be like killed by the sword, meaning if he doesn't fulfill his nether, so he's worthy of dying if he doesn't fulfill his nether. So he says, El Shon Chachamim Marpe. Let's look at the Rashi on this. Habote Hanoder Neder Ru'i Ladokro Dilma Lo Makayim Le Behindu Petach Dekaamar Le. So that's the Petach. He said to him, Ilo Ayita Yodesh Asurlin Dor B'Chayev Mito Atalav. If you had realized that you shouldn't be making a nether and you potentially could be like placing your life in danger, says Klum Ayita No Der V'Amar Le Hayach Lo. He said no. So that was the way he handled it. So, okay, so that's that piece. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, we're on the fourth wide line. Okay.
Can this technically be used as petach for any...
Yeah, that... Any right, so the way... Well, I don't know what halach l'maisa today. Today we say that you need to find, a petach or charata. In other words, you need to find... It has to be either that the person... was, acting not in his normal state of mind. Or
he didn't know what he was doing.
Or he didn't realize all the facts. So, but that's what you need to do. And people, before you do Hataras and Darim, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Dayanim should know that basic idea. They should know that idea before they know where to be a Dayan in a Bezdin like that, even though they're a Hed Yotot, but like the Aleph Beis of Hataras and Darim, they should know. So so Rabbi Gamliel had something that was so wide, like he's spreading like the umbrella so wide, like it would sounds like it would work for anything.
I don't know
if that would be enough, frankly, LP halacha, to be mat to the neder the way he said it. I don't know. Okay, let's see further the Gemara. So on the fourth wide line, Amamar Veima Virnal Oakland. So he said that you're not allowed to walk by food that's on the floor. This is a problem because sometimes, like at Kiddush, things like that, seafood's all over the place. Like, we didn't have it this year in Simchas Torah. Usually, there's like 30 tons of candy all over the place. And it's like, decorating the carpet and things like that. So he says, you're not allowed to aim a viral Oakland. So I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur Rishim Niochai, Loshan Lubdorota Rishonim, Shem Beno Yiso Prutso Bikshafim. So he said that's only during the earlier generation when the Jewish women weren't so involved in kishuf and sorcery. In more recent times that the Jewish women are involved with kishuf, he says ma'avirin. Then we're afraid that, like, if you see the food, you see the loaf of bread on the floor, that they were engaged in kishuf, and if you touch it, it's bad news, so you leave it alone. It's like a sakana. So Tana Torna Braisa, Shleimin ma'avirin. If it's a complete loaf, so that you leave, and you're afraid for the kishuf, petit inein ma'avirin. But if it's a small piece, so they're not going to do kishuf with the small piece of bread. I don't know how it works with the kishuf, but nothing to worry about with the small pieces. So Amar le Rav Asi le Rav Ashi. So Rav Asi says, Rav Ashi, v'apetit in lo avdin, they don't do kishuf with small pieces of bread. He says, v'aktiv, the pasuk says, in Yechezkel, v'techalelna oti elami, b'shalei sorim, uftoti lechem, that you desecrate me before my nation with handfuls of barley and pieces of bread. Meaning the Navi is inveighing against the Jewish women who were engaged in kishuf. And they were doing it, it sounds like, we think, with, like pieces of bread. So the Gemara says, no, the shakli ba'agrayu, that wasn't the item that they were doing the kishuf with. That was their payment we got to the petit lechem. That's what he's inveighing against. But indeed, like with the kishuf is just the... it's just like, like it's going to harm people. He said, he says here in footnote 26, he quotes Rashi and Bava Metzia Chaf Gimel, sorcerers place the bread on the road in order to ensnare people that step on it. So I don't know what to say. All right.
What's the halacha with this today? If you see a piece of bread or something on the floor, on the street, you have to pick it up?
Yeah, the short answer is I don't know, but I think it would be appropriate to pick it up, frankly. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara. So,
Rabbi, that is if it's more than kazayit, no?
I don't know the answer. I don't know. I'm going to pass up on this. I don't know the answer to these questions. So, Amrav Sheshet Mishum Reb Lazam and Azaria. Reb Sheshet said the name Reb Lazam and Azaria. Yecholani Leftor Ekol Olam Kulo. The top line in Samachay Amar Aleph. Don't you wish every daf was like this daf? It's like, you don't need the charts. You don't need this rishus, that rishus, the 10th spark and the 5th spark, this, that, the other. Just, you just listen, you just cruise by, you hear everything. He says, Yecholani Leftor Kulam Kulo Min Adin. He says, I could, you know, absolve all Jews from judgment for the Rav Eirod, Miyom Shechar Rabbi HaMikdash V'yad Ashav, from the time of the Korban Beis HaMikdash till now. He says, Shenemar, Lachain Shemuna Zot Aniyahu Shchurat B'lom Yayin. He says, like, listen to this, the poor one, the one who's drunk but not from wine. In other words, the Navi is, like, comparing Jews who've gone through, he says, the trials and tribulations of exile to one who's drunk. In other words, like, through all their misery, they're, like, drunk. Like, unfortunately, we can appreciate this now with this COVID. It's like, you know, like in other words, you don't know which way what's flying because you're so tumult with all the agita from everything that's, like being drunk. So the Navi says, Shuna zot aniyahu shkurat v'lo miyayin. Like, all of you who are, like, drunk but not from wine. So he says, so I would say that they're not responsible because they're all drunk from whatever avirot they did. So Meifei, they ask a question on this from the following braisa. The braisa says, Shikur, if a person is drunk, mecho mekach, his commercial transactions are considered valid. Umimkro mimkar, if he purchases something, sells something. Avar avirot sheshba mita mitanoto, if he, in other words, like, he murders somebody. It's like in second law, I got this too, you know. I'll drink all the wine or whatever, or the liquor, and I'll shoot somebody and kill him. So, you know, I'm not guilty. I'm drunk. So
drunk driving.
It's not going to get you off from criminal liability, right? It's the right only crimes that need specific intent, right? But if it's a general intent, so you're still online for it. He says malkot malkinotob. He doesn't have a chayv malkot. Is he still chayv malkot? So klaloshet davar hareyu kipikeach l'chol davarav. So the fact that he's drunk doesn't get him off the hook. So what did he mean? I would get everybody off the hook because they're like drunk, but being drunk doesn't get you off the hook. So Gemara says ela shepatur min atzvila. So it says this is still continuation of the last line of the brisa. The only thing is when he's drunk, he's patur from tefila. That the brisa says. So the Gemara says ma yicholani leftor de kamar nami mitin tefila. So he said, what did he mean that I could exempt everybody? It means from tefillah. It means that if they didn't have kavana during their tefillah, so I would say the reason they didn't have kavana is because they're like, you know, went through all this agita, so they're not focused on their tefillah. I saw that gesture burn. Okay, so I'm Reb Chanina says, lo shanu lo shlohigi lo shikuto shalot. It's only talking if a person didn't, this is what you were talking about before, I think, Aaron
Daniel Moshe.
Who I thought Aaron,
I think
Moshe Daniel or Aaron Moshe, I thought it went on somebody. He means that so we said that he's patur from tefillah. So he says it's only if he didn't get to shikruto shalot. He says from with the murder and everything else, if he didn't get to shikruto shalot, in other words, if he did something that's chayv misa or something else, aval gila shikruto shalot patur mikulam. If he's stone drunk, then indeed he is patur from chayv malkot, from the chayv misa, from everything. If he's like shikruto shalot, if you remember in the chumash, he got so drunk he didn't know he was having relations with his daughter, so that's pretty drunk. So if you're that drunk, then you do have a patur. All right, what do you got, Fern, or anybody else?
If you have a patur for tefillah, do you have to make it up in tashlumin?
So tashlumin is if something was shogeg. So I don't know if, and so it means like let's say
if person, you miss. And...
yeah, the only thing is, like, you see, getting drunk, in other words, let's say b'mezid, I miss a tefillah, so I don't have tefillah tashlumin. In other words, I decide I'm not going to daven this afternoon. And then should I make it tashlumin up in Mariv? So I can't do that.
Not an option.
Because only if it was shogeg. I accidentally forgot it. So if a person...
you start drinking.
If a person drinks, so is that... I don't know masupak. Is that like shogeg or is that like mazid? So I don't know. Let me leave that out. I don't know. I'm sorry I don't know the answer to that question, Fern. But any other questions, comments, thoughts?
Yes, Rabbi.
All right, Daniel, and then with somebody else. Yeah, what's up, Daniel?
Aren't there dots on the time that Lot was with his daughter, that when he did
So
Chazal teaches that, like, when he had relations, I think with daughter number one, he didn't know when he was having it, but afterwards he realized that he had had it with her. And notwithstanding that, he got drunk the second night. So he was culpable with that. That sort of cuts again, you know, to the idea of culpability from the drinking. All right, who answered the question?
But as far as the Shikhudosha Loto, that was the first part, not the second part, obviously. At the time that he was so drunk, he didn't know that he was with his daughter.
Yeah, that was definitely the case. It says Velo Yadab b'shechva v'kuma, Chazal teaches that when he had relations with her, he didn't know. But then later on, uvekuma, like when after it was done, he knew. So I don't know how drunk he was when it was done or whatever. But afterwards, he knew. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. So that's it for tonight. I hope people will come to Leitmar. Michael's. Well, let me get off the recording. One second. Let me stop the recording.
Now I.